A Christmas Miracle on Sanctuary Lane by Kirsty Dougal. Read by Gemma Lawrence. Prologue. Tuesday, 19th of December, 1916. Boom. The sound came from nothing, turning the world upside down. A second later, the lights went out. Where once had been a little group of people chatting around the oil heater at the Sanctuary Lane Animal Hospital, there was now just inky blackness. Ruby was hurled from her chair. There was the shattering of glass, the rumble of collapsing masonry, and then something hard landed, crack, across one of her legs. Ruby lay there in shock and disorientation and tried to control her raggedy breathing. What on earth was happening? What had happened to the others? And would they all get out of there alive? Chapter 1. Friday, 27th of October, 1916.
Is this the Sanctuary Lane Animal Hospital, miss?
Ruby smiled at the girl with the dirty face and the patchwork dress, who had poked her head around the door from the street.
Yes, she said. It wasn't the name written on the posters plastered in all their windows, but that hardly mattered.
Yes, it is.
And is it really all free?
Ruby's smile widened. It didn't matter how big the writing on the posters or how many flyers they handed out informing people about the Silvertown Animal Hospital. People still continually wanted to be reassured that they wouldn't have to pay an extortionate amount to have their sick or injured animals treated there. Ruby must have fielded half a dozen such queries already, and the hospital had only been open an hour or two that damp autumn morning. She supposed she shouldn't really be surprised. The young girl probably couldn't read. Everyone around here had grown up knowing that vets were prohibitively expensive, so the very idea of the hospital probably seemed too good to be true. Ruby nodded at the dirty-faced girl.
Quite free, she said. We ask for a donation from those that can afford it, but if you can't, we won't charge a penny.
The girl's face split into a gap-toothed grin.
Thank you ever so much, miss, she said. My friend said it were free, but I didn't quite dare believe it. I'll go and get Teddy now and join the queue.
She turned on her heel and, with a little wave, was off at a run, disappearing around the corner and onto the high street. Ruby shut the door behind her, wondering idly whether Teddy was a dog, cat or a rabbit, and what ailed him or her. No doubt she would find out soon enough. Before she returned to her duties, Ruby stood with her back to the door, surveying the little scene in front of her. The morning clinic was in full swing, and the reception was already packed to the gills with owners and their assorted sick or injured pets. Chairs had been pulled out of their neat rows to accommodate the animals, and a dog was straining at its lead in an effort to get at a miserable-looking moggy three chairs away. It was the usual organised chaos. Mr. Atkins, who had known Ruby since she was a little girl, and who lived in one of the nearby houses on Sanctuary Lane, was also in attendance. He always seemed to be at the hospital, even though he didn't own an animal. Ruby suspected he had nipped inside to avoid having to light the fire at home. She didn't mind. Mr. Atkins was getting more and more confused these days and probably relished the company. Although if dozens of other people started having the same idea, now that the nights were drawing in and the days were getting chillier, she might have to act. Nellie was going from one owner to the next with her clipboard and pen, assessing which animals needed to be properly examined and which could be simply dealt with then and there.
So, what's wrong with your fella then?
She was asking a tall, gangly youth with a miserable-looking mongrel, almost as spindly as he was. She took hold of the dog's face and peered into its mouth.
Looks like you both need a good tonic, she added. I've got just the thing for your boy, but can I recommend a pint of stout at the Queen's Head for you?
To his credit, the youth grinned as a little titter went around the room. Lovely, Nelly. Straight-talking and blunt she might be.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?